Hi, my name is Randy. Thank you for calling the Maryland Abuse Helpline. Who do I have on the line?
My name is Eric, and I have the person for the Maryland sexual abuse claim.
Yes,
name
sir.
is Nyasha, Nyasha Harris, and her phone number is 347-975-1796.
1796. You could transfer her.
Yeah, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Hello, Ms. Harris?
Hello.
Hi, my name is Randy. I am on a recorded line. And your name is Ms. Harris?
Yes.
And is that H-A-R-R-I-S?
Yes.
And ma'am, how do you spell your first name?
N-Y-A-S-H-A.
Nyasha?
Yes, Nyasha.
Beautiful name. How are you today, ma'am?
I'm great.
And were you calling in to talk about the Maryland sex abuse case?
Yeah, this is what I'm here to speak about.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing the claim, ma'am?
No.
Okay. And you'd be filing, and so nobody sent you a packet of information in the mail, nothing to sign on the phone with your finger?
No.
Okay.
No.
And you'd be filing, I just have to ask it, I'm sure you understand. And you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And have you ever received any money from anyone regarding this claim in the past?
No.
Okay. And I am going to be texting you my contact information, and you could please feel free to pass it on to anybody else who wants to talk about this. I know it's a very, very sensitive subject. I you've got the right guy on the other end. Trust me, I'm probably as old as your grandpa. No, I'm not making that up. I really am. But I know I sound young, but I don't actually. But having said that, have you ever been a registered sex offender?
No.
Okay. And did the abuse you experienced involve someone affiliated with an institution, a school, a church while you were under their care?
Yeah.
No.
The detention center.
Which one was it?
The juvenile Thomas J. S. Baxter.
Baxter. I know that one. I just
yeah,
looked this
the
up
375 Red Clay Road.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
So sorry that happened to you. Hang on. Now, bear with me just a second. I've got most of the information I need right here on Google. I have the address and everything included. They just want me to put in a phone number, so I'm going to go to Google right here and pull it up. You probably don't have the phone number, right?
No.
I hope you don't. Okay. Waxter. Okay, they still list the phone number. Even did you know that facility is temporarily closed? I looked this up the other day for someone else, too.
Really?
Yeah, that's probably a good thing is what they said to me, though.
Yeah, it probably is.
That's exactly what they said. I kid you not, because I know what's coming. I follow. I'm so sorry for you. All right, what were the approximate dates of the abuse?
Mine were May 16, 2007, when it started.
And then when did it end, do you think?
It was like multiple times around that year, so.
Okay, so maybe towards the end of the year, maybe. I mean, would I be safe if I put like November 30th?
Yeah, it was like three or four times. Like,
okay, we'll get to that, and you're going to get to tell me about it, and I'm going to want to know. We're going to hopefully get you some justice for that, because you shouldn't have had to go through that. So, but you know the May 16th date, that spit right out, so I know something sad must have happened that day to you, so I already know what's
mm-hmm.
coming. I apologize in advance. So I'm going to put 11:30 of 2007, and if you need me to change it as we're talking, that's fine, or I can leave it the same. That's fine as well. But you do know that the one abuse started on May 16th, 2007, and the concurrent abuses that you're going to describe to me happened that same year, correct, the three times?
Yes.
Oh, you poor thing. All right. Now, here it comes, and I do apologize. I promise I'll you know, do this as best as I can. Tell me what happened.
Briefly.
Yeah, and if I need more, I'll ask. Tell me what happened. So you were under their care, right?
Yeah, I just remember something really happened, like bad happened to me. Including, he made me do, he was forcing himself onto me, like, into a washroom all the time. Like, you know, everybody had chores inside the detention center, and mine were, like, mopping and stuff. So when I go back to put like the mops and stuff, he would come follow me in there. Long, like, story short, he made me do oral sex on him and anal, which is very, very uncomfortable. And
so he raped you anally?
Yeah, and orally. He made me have oral sex with him. And I didn't know what to do at the time. You know, confused, young, or whatever. And also in the detention center, so it was worse. And I never told nobody. He threatened me if I did that he would kill my whole family. So I had to keep quiet.
Okay.
I kept quiet, yeah.
I'm so sorry. And that was the first incident, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And this gentleman was he, what was it? Was he an administrator? What did they call him in that?
Janitor, I guess.
Oh, he
was wearing one of those outfits or something. Yeah.
Okay, so he was in the maintenance crew.
Yeah.
And it happened more than once with the same guy?
Yeah. Like probably like 3-4 times. Something like that. Probably more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take a sec here. Let me do some typing. So he followed you in to the storage room.
Mm-hmm.
And this was, you know, after you did your duties, your job, not
yeah,
his
like putting back things and, you know,
assigned. So after working assigned jobs.
After working assigned jobs, yeah. It was like always when I go back to drop things off, I used to try to like make somebody else go do it for me, but didn't work like that.
Yeah, that's hard to get somebody else to do it for you in that type of environment. It really
yeah,
is.
Yeah, when you assign a certain mop.
Yeah,
they
say do it yourself. Right. No, I know. I've been there, done that, trust me. Follow her to the storage area after working assigned jobs to return equipment. Okay, you probably don't remember his name, or do you?
His name?
Yeah.
Alex Willis.
You do know it, okay.
Yes, I do.
Okay,
poor thing. Very big black man.
Okay.
With long hair, black.
Very strong, large black man, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, maintenance crew, follow the storage area. After working the side job, sir took a very strong, large black man would force her to do oral sex, and he raped her. Pretty accurate?
That's what you're typing, right? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this did happen repeatedly. This happened more than once.
Yes.
What's your age now?
34.
So young. And your age at the time of the abuse? You were a minor, but how old?
I was a teenager, yeah.
So do you remember what 16. Age you were? 16? And what was his role? He was an employee, correct?
Yeah.
And he was?
Like a janitorial person or something.
And you said Alex Willis, correct?
Willis? Willard Willis?
Willis. Let me see something here. How do you think you might spell that last name? And you don't have to be 100% accurate.
Willis, from what I know.
That's what I put.
Willis. Yeah,
no,
okay.
I swear
that's
what
it's down.
No, we're good. We're good.
Okay.
Large. I think two minds is better than one sometimes. That's why I asked what you thought. Okay. Strong. Was he bald or anything like that? Do you remember? And if you don't, that's cool too.
No, he had long hair.
Long hair?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any other physical description that you remember about him? Any tattoos, anything like that?
Glasses.
Glasses. Okay. Anything
else?
Yeah,
like the bifocal ones.
Oh, bifocals. Okay.
Yeah.
That helps.
And broad shoulders. That's what I really remember. Like a big tall man.
I got that. Let me put tall with broad shoulders. Thank you for sharing this with me. Okay. And do you think he led the department, or do you think he was a supervisor or anything like that? And if you don't know, it's okay.
You said who?
Well, do you think he was a supervisor or anything like that?
I don't know. I think he probably, was like a head.
Okay.
For the people cleaning up and stuff.
Okay. I got you. Lead janitor.
Yeah.
And you said this happened three or four times. Which do you want me to put, three or four?
Put four.
Okay. And you already told me this, the abuse within the facility occurred, accrued in the washroom storage area. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And we do know that this was sexual abuse. And you told me that you hadn't told anybody, and that's fine, but did you ever disclose this to anybody else later in life?
Say who?
You told me that you didn't tell anybody about this happening. Did you ever tell anybody later? Like, and if you didn't, that's fine too. I'm not gonna.
I mean, like, no, I don't really like to talk about stuff.
That's
like
okay.
That's
put no in.
No, when you start to tell somebody, then you don't.
No, then they're gonna be like me and ask questions, but you know why I'm asking.
Yeah.
Questions. No, I know.
Exactly.
And if there's no reason to be asking questions,
yeah.
No, I get
yeah.
It. And so how has this affected your life? I mean, do you have any fear of relationships with men?
Yeah, that as well. To the point I don't deal with men anymore. I'm a lesbian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay, but I'm sorry that it took that to make that, because that's...
Destroyed my whole time.
They're pigs, right? Okay.
Yeah, I remember the day. I can't forget what he did, so...
Sorry, ma'am. Well, it happened enough to where your state has stepped forward and they've asked us to find you guys. You know what I mean? Because it's happened so many times. And the facility is right on the list, Waxter. And I mean, it's kind of cut and dry. And again, I'm so sorry that happened to you. So you have a fear of relationship with men. What else do you have? Do you have anxiety?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to therapy.
Okay, so you did get therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think that's good that you did. And are you doing okay now?
I'm getting it. I'm trying. It's a process, you know?
You sound good, so, okay. Therapy. Okay. Now I'll just move through the next. We're pretty quick through it. Are you currently employed?
I'm in nursing school.
Okay, so good for you. Gonna be able to help
yeah.
people pay it back a little bit. Now, and
yeah.
you could say yes or no on this one, but did law enforcement ever get involved? And I know you said that he threatened your family and all that, so you didn't tell anybody back then.
No, I couldn't.
Okay, that's fine. And as far as corroboration at your facility, that's just going to be a matter of your record, correct?
Huh?
As far as corroboration that you were actually at that facility, that's just going to be a matter of record, correct?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
That's just that, okay.
Okay. And Do you have any documentation, school records, anything like that, or your mom, any family member that could say, yeah, she was there? That's all they have to say. They don't have to say what happened, just she was there.
I probably could get my aunt or somebody to say it, but my family is, like, lost, gone. I don't really associate with them. I have my own kids and stuff like
okay.
that.
Okay. So you probably could get a friend to collaborate?
I could, maybe.
Okay. It's going to be part of the record. That's generally if they can't find something. You know
okay.
that. You know that.
All right.
Okay. And please confirm your gender for me.
Female.
And I know you've already done this for me, but please spell your first name for me.
N-Y-A-S-H-A.
And then please spell your last name for me.
H-A-R-R-I-N.
Thank you. Any suffix to your name, junior, senior, anything like that?
Mm-mm.
And what's your date of birth?
3-9-91.
3-9-91. Well, you just had a birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
What's your social security number?
097.
097?
Yeah. 784618.
So I have 097-784618. And then, what's your best email address?
nyharris2259.
Did you say nyharris2259?
Yeah, my last name.
2259. Yep.
@gmail.com.
Thank you. Okay, and then I have for your number 347-975-1796. And is this a mobile phone?
Yeah, it's an iPhone.
Okay, good. What's your address, please? You're almost done, by the way.
123 Linden Boulevard, Brooklyn, New York.
Linden?
Linden. Yeah, L-I-N-D-E-N.
I found it.
Boulevard. Yeah, 123 Linden Boulevard, Brooklyn, New York, 11226.
Now, did they
call... 14R.
I'm going to ask you that one again. Do they call Brooklyn, do they call it New York, actually? Or is it, or should I put Brooklyn for the city?
No, when they call Manhattan, New York. Like New York
okay.
is Manhattan. But
okay.
Brooklyn, New York is out here in Brooklyn, yeah.
I went to a Yankees game once there. That's where you're at, right?
Oh, you went to the Bronx. I'm in Brooklyn, the borough of Brooklyn. You were
oh,
in the
okay.
borough of the Bronx of New York.
Oh,
yeah.
It's the old Dodgers, the years and years ago, before I was even born, that played in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
What's your apartment number again?
14R, as in Robert.
14R, thank you. Okay, and did you get any treatment? Or you did get therapy.
Yeah.
Do you remember the doctor?
Yeah, her name is Jennifer. I don't know, no longer go there, but it was...
That's all right.
It was on Pillen.
Was her first name Jennifer?
Yeah, her first name was Jennifer.
If you get me her last name, I'll get the... And that's the last question. You'll get me what... Well, the date. And then that'll
be it. I could get you... Hold on.
Sure, take your time.
That was from... I started going in, like, 2014, 15.
Okay. So you received
yeah.
treatment in 2014 and 2015, then?
Yeah, I was going. I didn't stop treatment for like 4 years up
okay.
until yeah.
Okay. And you probably started
like I
what?
Just recently
do you remember what?
Stopped going to...
You sound good, by
Go
the
ahead.
Way. What month do you think you started receiving in 2014? Just to the best of your memory.
May. It was in May.
Okay.
I remember.
Okay. And did you find Dr. Jennifer's last name?
No, I forgot it. And that was my favorite therapist.
You know what though? I might be able to find it if you. You said what street she was on.
Hold on. It was on 102 Pilsner Street.
102 Pilsner?
It's where I was going before.
Okay. Hold on. Pilsner Street. I really liked my visit to New York, to be honest with you. Everybody was so cool. I felt like I lived there.
Yeah, but it get cold.
Yeah.
Freezing.
It's not showing her name, so let me try this.
102 Pillen is New York Psychotherapy and Counseling Center.
What's it called? Pillen?
102 Pillen Street.
There it is. Ha, ha, ha. It's the New York Psychotherapy and Counseling Center.
Yeah, I went there for, like, literally everything.
Okay. Let me copy and paste.
I was on meds and everything.
Okay, let me copy and paste that. Thank you for that. You found exactly what I needed. Okay, let me click on that. And you really are, you're going to have a claim here in a second, so hang, bear with me. One of two Pillings got their phone number and everything, so we're in good shape. And let me just try this one thing. Okay. I've had her last name, N-E-U-H-O-F. Does that sound familiar? N-E-U-H-O-F.
Pronounce it out. Say it.
Nuoff.
Muoff.
Yeah. Something like that. I'm sure I'm saying it wrong.
Yeah. Something like that. She's the
lead psychologist there as well.
Yes. She's like Korean.
Yeah, that's her.
Mhm.
She's got excellent reviews too.
I love her. That.
Okay. Now, last question.
I wish I could get her back.
Last question for you, young lady.
Yes, sir.
We do request an emergency contact. So I need a first name, a phone number, what your relationship is with them, and if I can use their email and your email and your address if you want me to, but I need a name and a phone number and who they are, friend,
no,
family, or phone.
I'll give you the name and the phone number.
Sure.
You can use Samuel Zoroff.
Okay. Spell that for me.
Like, Samuel is S-A-M-U-E-L.
That's good enough. And what's the phone number?
Zoroff is Z-A-R-O-F.
Okay. I'll put that then. Thank you. Z-A-R-O-F. And what's Samuel's phone number?
929-322-5492.
Thank you, ma'am. And who's he to you?
He's a very important person to me. Somebody who would have been my husband.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me get that up there. A couple copy and paste. Have you ever done documents via DocuSign before?
To who?
DocuSign. Have you ever done documents via DocuSign?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on a second. And just to confirm, it
sometimes
is. What?
I'll be struggling with that.
I'll help you. It's nyharris2259@gmail.com, right?
Yes.
And your apartment number is 14R, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure I got a couple things here. And I just got one more paste, and then I'm going to get this going for you, and I'll walk you through it. Okay. You have an iPhone, I think you said, right?
Yes.
Okay. This will be perfect for you then. Hold on. Now, it's doing its thing on this end, and while it's doing that, I'll make sure you have this other information. It hasn't come yet. I have to do it as a draft and then go into my DocuSign and send it to you, so I'm going to send it to you right now. Okay. Now I'm going to send it to you right now, Ms. Harris.
Okay.
It's coming. It'll go to your phone. It's probably the best place to do it. And if you see that link, if you would click on that link, it'll open up the document. It's Randall Reese.
Yeah.
And then click on that link. It'll open up and see Randall Reese's sent you documents. It'll something like, please act in these documents or something like that. It'll say start, continue. You're not going to press anything wrong, I promise.
Okay. I'm seeing.
What do you see on your screen?
I see the documents.
Okay, good.
Where am I supposed to sign it?
Do you see a button that says anything that says click, continue, start, a little box that you check? It says Randall Reese has sent you documents. Please click here to receive information electronically.
Client. Hold on, I'm signing.
That's okay.
I think I did a bad job. I'm trying to sign it neat.
You're doing fine. I'll see it when you're done, so. I'm so sorry that happened to you. I really am. It's so sad.
Jesus, that's so hard. I don't like this document.
I know, but it's you're a long ways away from me. If we waited for the documents to be mailed, who knows what would happen?
Yeah, that sucks. Okay.
But you got a claim. You do have a claim.
I do?
Oh, yeah. You just got to finish these documents.
Okay. What's this?
It is going to ask you to upload it. At the very end, it's going to ask you to upload a copy of your driver's license.
My purse. Yeah. 1 second.
Take your time. Take your time.
It's cold. I have it. So horrible. Whew.
You guys have got really... I like your weather because you get all four seasons. Out here, it's pretty much just summer all the time.
See, I like that.
You'd get tired of it. I promise you, you would. Come on out and see us sometime. Oh, yeah. Like the leaves don't turn colors and things.
Oh, no.
See?
Okay. I'm going to...
So what you'll do is you'll hit the paperclip button, take the picture.
Yeah, I'm doing that right now.
Okay, good, good. You know what you're doing. Good.
Yeah, I normally do things like this for school, so.
Cool. Yeah, I should have said you would do that like a FAFSA form or anything like that's done on school.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct. I should have said that. Then you say, oh, yeah, I know.
Okay,
what it'll give it a second. It'll come back to me. Hit complete. And then it'll come back to me.
Did it come to you?
Not yet. Did you hit complete?
Hold on 1 second. Something else.
Nope, I haven't gotten it. I haven't got it back yet.
1 second. There we go.
Take your time. Take your time.
One required left. Okay. Okay.
Okay, give it a second.
You got it back?
Not yet. I heard something, though. It's still waiting for you.
It say all parties have completed. Retainer and HIPAA, Maryland.
Okay, I got it now. Let me look at it. You were just quicker than the email was. There it is. Yep. Okay. Oh, good job. Good job. Okay, and I can see your signature, so that's good. Shouldn't have any problem with that. Okay, so now let me tell you kind of what to expect next. Let me go to this here. It goes over to the firm, and then usually within a few hours, I'll try you back. If I don't get you, that's okay. I'll leave a voice message for you. Hold on a second. I'll tell you exactly what it is.
So I'm going to save you as Randy.
Yes, you could do that for sure. Okay, let me go back here. Okay, it all looks good so far. Okay, so now, while they're working your, before we wrap up, I just want to make sure you know what to expect next. While the firm's working your claim, case manager probably be reaching out to you a lot to finalize information. I will also be transferring you over to them for your welcome call. They may go over some details and ensure everything is accurate for you. Do you have any questions before I get you on, get them on the line for you?
What I'm supposed to be doing with them?
You're just going to talk to them. It's just going to be a couple questions. No big deal.
I've been on the phone with people for like almost 2 hours. I'm hungry. So, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Hold on a second. I don't blame you for being hungry. In fact, you could get your food while I'm on the line.
Do I speak to somebody else after that?
No, that's it. And actually, you know what? Do you want to eat? Do you want me to call you back?
I mean,
I don't know. Hold on a second. 1 second. Just give me 1 second. Find out if that'd be okay. So they might even be at lunch themselves. Hold on. Hi, thank you for holding. You still there?
Yes.
All right, go ahead and go eat. What's going to happen? I won't do the transfer now. What's going to happen is I'll just give you a call back a little bit later. That way it gives them a chance to review the documents and stuff, because I don't want you to be on there for a long time. So what I also will do is text you their phone number directly. If I miss you, I'll leave you a voice message, but don't call them until I've actually called you back. It'd just be their phone
number. Okay.
Okay, so I'll send that to you. You did get my text already with my phone number on it. That number is my direct line, meaning that you can call me at any time, leave me a voice message, anything that you need to do, that would be fully fine. I'll get the message, okay? So watch for my call in a couple of hours, and we'll wrap this up, okay?
Okay.
Okay, any questions so far?
No, I'm okay. Just waiting.
You're complete with the form. The intake's completed. So the next part's just really going to be, we call it a welcome call is all it really is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So I'll talk to you shortly later today.
Thank you.
Go get some food. Okay. Thank you.
I am. Thank you, Randy.
Okay. Bye-bye, ma'am.
Okay. Bye. Mm-hmm.